The game was called DigiZoo. The point is that you have a zoo and you have to try to attract a lot of visitors so you can make money to pay the staff and buy food for the animals. Unfortunately, we disagreed on what would be the best way to do it. My idea was that there should be pony rides and lots of friendly animals you could pet. Then a lot of families with children would come. Pop suggested lots of ice cream stands and stages with popular bands coming to play. Maine wanted to turn it into a safari park, so the animals would walk around freely. We almost started fighting over it.
"No one wants to pay for petting a measly goat," Pop snorted.
"If they wanted to listen to pop music, they could just turn on their radio," I said back. "For free."
"Quiet down," Maine hissed. "My mum is going to get angry."
We sat there for a while, scowling at each other.
"What if we went to the castle instead?"
Pop then suggested. "Great idea," I said with relief.
"I am in," Maine said and jumped up.
2. The castle is not a real castle, but an old, strange, empty house. When we walk through one of the doors in the house, we end up somewhere fantastic.
"Where do you think we are going this time?" Maine asked. "It would be nice if somewhere a bit warmer than here," Pop said.
She had forgotten to bring her hat and gloves. She often does that. Inside the castle, everything was dusty, dark, and quiet. The first time, I found it a bit scary, but we are used to it now. We opened a door and went through a dark hallway. At the end, a pale light was shining. It came from a gate, which was ajar. We stopped in the opening and looked out, curiously, but also carefully. Outside, it was twilight. It was very early morning. A couple of steps led down to a cobbled yard, and the grass grew wildly between the cobblestones. By a trough in the middle of the yard, a white horse was drinking from the water. In the semi-darkness, it looked like a marble statue. As it lifted its head...